So it turns out the quarterback question persists in 2017. Kyle Odegaard, Darren Urban, yours truly, Paul Calvisi. And gentlemen, if you would have answered at the beginning of the year all of the above, you would have been correct, because we're back to Drew Stanton. Simply put, Darren, why?
Well, I mean, Bruce Arians said he feels like Drew Stanton gives him the best chance to win. And I think if you're going to get into specifics, you're talking about a team that hasn't scored a touchdown in 10 quarters. And usually if you're the quarterback of an offense that hasn't scored a touchdown in a couple games, that you're going to have some questions. And I think they feel like, you know, Drew Stanton can help with that. And given the fact that they've seen Blaine Gabbert for 5 games, maybe that's enough of a sample size for them to really get a good sense of what he is.
Yeah, it was an evaluation period. Have they officially seen enough of Blaine Gabbert as a starter?
Yeah, I mean, especially at this point when you're eliminated from playoff contention, I think that was the general feeling, that they'd let Gabbert play 2 more games so you could look at him for the future. But yeah, like you said, maybe they feel like, okay, he's shown us what we need to see. And at this point, we're just worried about winning games. We're not worried about 2018 yet. And we feel like Drew gives us a better chance to win.
The numbers weren't kind. 4-19 on third down, 0-6 in the red zone, 16-41 passing. What was most vexing to BA? To me, it seemed like plays were there and connections were not made.
Well, it was funny. At one point during the game on Twitter, somebody said, stop running plays to DJ Foster. And I said, here's the problem. And you can think of three. You thought the 2 end zone passes and then the blown third down attempt where he was wide open. The problem when you say don't run those plays is the plays were there. I mean, you can argue about why they should have been executed or whatever, but it's hard to get mad at the play caller when the plays are there and they don't work. And I don't think it's, you'd stop calling plays that are going to work.
Also on Twitter, quarterback 2018. Any thoughts, Kyle? It is the quarterback question, El Grande.
I think it's going to drive a lot of interest throughout the offseason because there's, I mean, I have no clue. I don't think anybody really has a clue what's going to happen, whether it's Carson or, and then you've got free agency and you've got the draft. So it's a big question up in the air, which will lead to a lot of speculation.
Once again, it could be all the above, yeah, or none of the above,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, you're talking about the Stanton and Gabbert are going into free agency, and you don't know if Carson Palmer is going to decide to play another year. You could easily see a situation where none of these guys are on the roster next year, which would be very interesting.
Well, the GM has already promised there will be change, and so, yes, we'll be talking about that for the rest of the offseason. That's Cardinals Insiders.